the sky's the limit for Kate, making over our name a puppy scheme, a day in the life of. The approximate length of this recording is 8 minutes.
Stories. The sky's the limit for Kate. Many people choose to leave a legacy to guide dogs, as they know our services and guide dog partnerships can offer people with sight loss the chance to live a life of freedom and independence. We'd like to share the inspirational story of Kate, who was able to follow her dreams thanks to her guide dog, Teal. Kate said, "When I met Teal, I was very nervous, but as soon as I had hold of her harness and we were out walking, it was like she was an extension of my arm. I was sobbing because I didn't have to use my stick anymore. Being able to walk with my head up and not be worried about tripping or falling was overwhelming. The first time that we went out alone together, I felt so confident. I felt that I could do anything, go anywhere, see anything and be anyone." Kate was born with congenital albinism and some other conditions which seriously affected her eyesight. Growing up was difficult. Kate added, "It was all very confusing, and there was no additional support available at school. I was always told to just get on with it." Kate spent many years trying to find a job that would fit her physical capabilities, often dealing with workplace bullying because people did not recognise the challenges that she was having to cope with. While Kate was struggling to look after her seriously ill mother, Kate's daughter said, "For goodness sake, Mum, why don't you get a guide dog?" Kate contacted guide dogs and was soon visited by Dee, an orientation and mobility specialist, who Kate said, gave me all the answers to all the questions that I had and addressed all the self-doubt that I had been carrying for years. Having Teal by her side has certainly opened up the world for Kate, who is now studying history at Winchester University. As well as her studies, Kate is an active member of a choir and is on the committee of several societies. She also has plans to do a charity tandem skydive this year. So, for Kate, as long as she has the support of her loving family and her fairy dust-sprinkled guide dog Teal, the sky really is the limit. To find out more about Gifts in Wheels, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/giftsinwheels. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Kate and Black Labrador guide dog Teal on campus at the University of Winchester. The second is of Kate and Teal sitting together outside.
Name a puppy. Making over our Name a Puppy scheme with a little help from the guide dog's family. Our Name a Puppy scheme, or NAP for short, gives our supporters the unique opportunity to name a guide dog puppy, putting them at the heart of a pup story as they aspire to become a life changer. As well as the gift of a name, the first and most important word a pup will learn, supporters follow their journey with us, gaining exclusive insights into guide dog's world. Anyone who raises or donates over £2,500 can name a puppy, whether as an individual, in memory of a loved one, with friends or a social group, or with colleagues as a workplace fundraiser. Sal Chapman, National Name a Puppy Product Manager, said, "We've had fantastic feedback over the years, but with technology progressing and our services expanding, we wanted Name a Puppy to reflect this. At Guide Dogs, we pride ourselves on listening to everyone in our family, whether that's the people we support, our volunteers, or those who kindly fundraise or donate. Last year, we embarked on a project to rejuvenate Name a Puppy. So we set about talking, but most importantly, listening to everyone involved, from supporters who have named puppies, to our account managers and volunteers, to the teams creating our bespoke pup dates. We wanted to hear their thoughts about NAP and, more importantly, how it could be improved. After a great deal of thought, time and effort, we're delighted with how NAP looks. Everything has had a facelift, from our Name a Puppy leaflet to what a supporter can choose to receive. Our web pages look fantastic in our refreshed brand colours too. Now, instead of following a pup to a specific milestone, every supporter will find out what role their puppy has fulfilled." Sal said, "I think it's wonderful that everyone gets to hear what happens to the puppy they've named, whether they go on to be a guide dog, help a young person with sight loss as a buddy dog, or make a difference in another way. Each puppy's or dog's emotional and physical welfare is central to everything we do, and we firmly believe we should celebrate every named pup. We aspire to a future where every single guide dog puppy is named or sponsored. I'm confident that our new look NAP will help us to do just that. Visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/NAP to find out more. Included here is a photograph of a young yellow Labrador puppy playing on the grass.
A day in the life of Dan Hutton, Academy Learner Guide Dog Mobility Specialist. Dan Hutton joined Guide Dogs this year through our academy, which is how we recruit, train and retain our guide dog mobility specialists and guide dog trainers. He is based in the Leeds team and has come to us after working in the Royal Air Force and the police. Dan said, "Every morning we get together to look at the day ahead, then it's straight into learning. The range of resourcing and learning types means that each day varies. We have lots of class and hands-on sessions, which is great because you learn from each other as well as from Hannah, our technical learning specialist. That's balanced with e-learning and time for private study, so it's a good mix of theory and practice. We break for lunch. It's great being based within a working team because even when you're not officially in a session, you're still watching the qualified GDMSs and GDTs in the office, and it's such a friendly team. People are really supportive and helpful. In the afternoons, we put it all into action, working with the dogs, getting to grips with using clickers to mark behaviour, and then rewarding so the dogs know what to repeat. It looks really simple when the experts do it, but timing is everything, and it takes a while to get it right. We'll finish the session by settling the dogs back in their pens. That's their space where they can relax, and it's really important that we can read their body language, make sure they're calm and happy, and leave them to their downtime. We'll regroup to discuss things and share any difficulties. Again, that supportive environment gives people confidence to share. Then it's home to my own dog, a 10-month-old German Shepherd called Roxy. She's loving my new job as she gets all the benefits of what I'm learning every day. As a police officer, I had the opportunity to help people, often at a really difficult point in their lives, but this role gives me the chance to make a longer-term impact and see that benefit through. I had worried about my lack of dog training experience, but I realise now that this is as much about working with people as with dogs, particularly in sensitive circumstances. As Hannah says, if you've got the right mindset, we can teach you the rest. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Dan with a yellow Labrador trainee guide dog. The second is of him dressed in a dog suit at a guide dog stand.